Hello.
Hello, this is Asia returning your call back from customer support. May I please have your zip code?
99006.
May I please have your first and last name?
Ronald Bassen, Bassen.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. Nothing pulled up underneath that name with the zip code or the phone number that you're calling from. How may I help you?
Well, there's two bills from you on my credit card bill, and I don't know what they are.
Okay, I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you. Do you have an email address?
Lowercase RT. B as in boy, jmb7@gmail.com.
Okay, I have an account here for security purposes. Could you please verify the address on this account?
5682 West Scotts Valley Road, Deer Park, Washington, 99006.
One second while the rest of your account pulls up. One moment. Okay, I do see where someone entered into a sweepstakes to win our toolbox. How may I help you today?
I'm trying to find out what the charges are on my account.
What charges are you calling in about today?
There's one on 6-7 for $5.74, and then there's one on 6-13 for $56.95.
Do you recall signing up to enter into a sweepstakes to win a toolbox on the 6th of June?
And what was that for?
A toolbox.
A toolbox? Okay, I didn't get that. So what's on 6-13?
Do you recall signing up to get the toolbox on the 6th of June?
Nope.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this product without your knowledge?
Nope.
What I am going to do for you today is go ahead and get the account canceled out. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed his order without your knowledge. So before I proceed,
what,
I just
what
want
about
to
the
make
purchase,
sure.
Excuse me, what about the purchase on 6-13?
That goes with the charge of $5.74 as well. You have 48 hours. If we do not receive that call, you're charged $56.95. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
Nope. What is the charge on 6-13 for $56.95?
If we do not receive a call within those 48 hours to get the account canceled out, you're charged $56.95. Give me just a moment. Your call is about to be transferred. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Thank you.